Hello and welcome everyone to Planetary Light Meditation number 7. Very important day today. Lots of stuff happening, right? A lot of unexpected stuff. So let's do a review of what we're going to do today, plus also what might spontaneously be transmitted today. So I'm in my wonderful office control room in my light ship. That was comedy team sneaking in. Okay, so we are doing follow-ups to the previous planetary light meditations. Remember, each of these planetary transmissions are cumulative, so they build upon the previous one. So now, today, you're going to also get the impact of the other six, plus that special planetary transmission we did back around the end of March and the free Kenji Nation support call. We're going to go further today into the collective unconscious. Whoopee! That'll be a lot of fun. Yep, looks like we're going to do some past life healing today. So you want to open up your Akashic records. You know how to do that. Just do it. Okay. So we're going to do some healing as it relates to everything that's been brought up in this planetary situation. Especially around the uncertainty of what's going to be our future on many levels. The collective is experiencing deep anxiety and stress over what to do next, how to make it through the coming months, how to take care of yourself and family, and how to support the children and parents, as well as how to heal your body issues that are up for review, your money issues, employment issues, racial issues, which they're telling you you need to take sides. Really? And the unknown elements of your near future and life path. So we're going to bring forth some insights for you so you can open up your intuitional channels. You are the divine navigator in all of this. The maze of uncertainty. Yes, the maze of uncertainty. At the end, we're going to do a interdimensional planetary alignment cleansing purification for humanity's behalf and on behalf of our beloved Gaia. So get ready. Quantum states are here and present. Okay, so let's find a comfortable position. You want to invite your pets, invite your ancestors and family members, and perhaps those that are, how shall we say, completing your intimate relationships so that you can move onward and upward. Okay, give suggestions to your body that it's okay to fully open up today, to receive miracles and the unexpected. The unexpected. All right, so it's important to relax the body. And remember, these activations work on many, many levels outside of space and time. And since they are evergreen, no matter when you listen to it, it'll be as if you are listening and receiving live. And it will work until it's complete, according to your belief and trust in self. Okay, let's breathe into the body. From your soul, breathe into the body, knowing that you are not your body, you are not your situation. You are not your identity. You are having an earth experience through a physical body. One among many in this lifetime is one of many. There is no death. All right, let's activate the pillars of light. Allow an activation in the four corners of your home. Imagine that these are blazing pillars of light that are reconditioning your physical and energetic space. Reconditioning, resetting, realigning, empowering, cleansing, bringing forth a supportive space, a sacred space, as you allow. Take a deep breath. Now, we'd like you to ask your counsel, your entourage, your healing team, your comedy team, your spiritual guides beyond the fifth dimension to stand by. Going to ask your higher self to stand by. Call forth your inner child, your guardian angel. Call forth your soul group in your home realm. Now, these pillars of light can go with you wherever you are in the world, and they will be permanently anchored in your home. You can put these pillars around your car when you're driving. You can put them around any 5G towers that you see with your vision. You can ask that these pillars of light for divine protection against all harmful effects from all negative technology, chemtrails, etc. Smart meters, cell phones, computers, televisions. Breathe very slowly into the body and feel as if the breath, the divine light, the prana, the energies of transformation are circulating throughout your whole body from the solar plexus, which is like your generator for your body, which is connected to your spleen, your kidneys, adrenal glands. Your meridians and nadis. I'm going to do an alignment with your subtle bodies. So continue to breathe very slowly into the solar plexus and feel and envision as if your power center is generating pure life force energy through all of your systems in your body. That's reaching all of the cells and organs, endocrine glands. Especially going to those areas of your body that is ready for healing. Be it from an injury, long-standing issues, emotional issues, past life issues. From accidents, surgeries, early childhood memories. We're going to ask your inner child to go lay on this beautiful golden bed of light for this activation. And within this bed of light are new spiritual technologies that will begin to be released into the world. These are technologies that can help correct misalignments in all energy fields in the physical body. This is, in some sense, this year is a year of new beginnings. And some of you are being assigned some new guides. So we're going to ask you, your higher self, to call forth your animal spirit. That will be with you, working with you on the inner planes until it is complete, and in which case you will be assigned another spirit animal. So imagine that you are like a shaman and that you are merging with this spirit animal, that you are putting on its presence. That you and your new spirit animal are vibrating on the same level. Breathe into the heart. Allow your spirit animal to make itself known. Take a deep breath. Now ground your feet with the sacred heart of the earth, the new earth, not the old earth, not the old matrix, but the new earth. And the more we all align with this new earth, the faster it's going to materialize in your life. You have some new guides stepping forward. Ask them to stand behind you. And ask them to make themselves known in your meditations, in your prayers, in your dream time. All right, let's take the breath up into the heart chakra. Activating your still point, your divine connection with the oneness. As you activate your still point, it will help your body to raise in its vibrations. So as you come into the now moment, raise your vibrations within your consciousness and your body to the highest level within the oneness that you are able at this now moment. Deep breath. I am here. I am now. I am. Now, from the heart center, align your vertical and horizontal fields. And take a deep breath. Now let's move awareness up into the throat. Releasing the constrictions within the throat chakra. These are constrictions regarding your self-expression. Now bring awareness to the center of the head. Begin to feel your brain beginning to be bathed in this beautiful, pure, golden light that is emanating from the center of your head, your brain, and circulating gently down your spinal column. Allow the raising of vibrations of your body. Allow a gentle release of the unconscious stress and tension in your spine. Now just allow this to circulate on its own. Now bring awareness back into the heart center. Move awareness deeper into the quantum now. Deeper into the oneness and the stillness. Now begin to open up the symbolic cave within the heart. And begin to bring forth now any relevant past life patterns that are ready to be shifted. regarding the current world situation and your unknown future. Now you, your consciousness as your higher self, are going to bring into the body's awareness of how you can shift the anxiety and the distress, and in some cases depression, PTSD-like symptoms, and how you can shift that. And how you can begin to further taking care of yourself and your family. Again, releasing any and all energies that are not yours. Allow your higher self to give you support emotional support, energetic support, psychological support. Knowing that God has your back. Allow your higher self to bring forth that which can heal any and all body issues. Bringing awareness to your money issues, your perceived financial employment issues or concerns. And activating into deeper conscious levels your gifts and talents, your skills regarding completion of your life path, your life lessons. We're going to bring in some rainbow colors now for integration. So let's breathe in and receive and align with a very pure yellow. These rainbow colors are crystal-like and translucent, iridescent, shimmering, ethereal. Take into the body this beautiful pure yellow. Allow it to go wherever the body is needing this vibration. Breathe it all the way down into the DNA, RNA, chromosome, and gene levels, protons, electrons, neutrons, telomeres, your codons. Allow it to go very deep into the nervous system. Allow it to saturate your brain. Pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus. Now begin to breathe into the body this aqua blue-green vibration, very translucent. Take this vibration deep into the bones, into the spinal column. Cobalt blue. Breathe that deep into the pineal, into the third eye. Allow it to penetrate into your optic nerves behind your eyeballs. We're going to breathe in a lavender pink. Allow it to circulate through your lower chakras, through your hip joints, through your kidneys, adrenal glands, your bladder and reproductive organs. Now we're going to breathe in this pure silver for your immune system. So take it into the thymus. Take it into your guts, your spleen. Take it deep into the lungs and the sinus cavity in your nose. Take it deep into the etheric body. Move it through the nervous system. Feel it circulating very strongly in your etheric body, your auric field. Your magnetic field and your emotional body. Take it into the esophagus and your whole mouth. Allow it to saturate in your gums, in all the spaces between your teeth, into your tonsil area, into your navel passage, and into the throat. Now feel what it's like for your body to have a very strong immune system. Feel what it's like for your emotional body to be strong and balanced. And for your mental body to be still and clear. Now take in this pure white light. Move it into your respiratory system. And into your blood. Feel this light coating your skin, infusing your skin, the cells of your skin. Now bring this light into all of your light bodies. Allow this light to strengthen your silver cord. Your whole spinal column. The channels within your spine, your kundalini. Allow it to adjust your C1, your C2 vertebrae, as well as your tailbone, sacrum, and coccyx. In divine right timing. Now, let everything continue to circulate on its own. Now, bring awareness to your whole body while still staying in this quantum state of oneness. Now, envision all that are on the call live and those that will listen to the replay. Envision all of us creating a beautiful circle of light. And we're bringing our focus to Prime Creator, to the God within. And together we are asking for divine intervention for planet Earth. For all those that are in deep struggle. And together we are asking for divine truth and compassion to be infused in the hearts and minds of humanity, within the core of the Earth Mother. Within the collective astral plane of humanity. We ask now that the energies of freedom be brought to the earth, into the grid system of the earth. Collectively, we ask Prime Creator divine intervention for peace upon the planet now. May the new earth be manifest now, and Earth's and humanity's original timeline before the fall, before the veil, be restored and activated within the hearts of all. Envision the awakening of humanity, awakening to the truth, awakening to the illusion . We also ask, as a collective, to Prime Source that all religions be restored to their original divine intent. Now open up your channels, and as a collective, let's begin to channel that pure, divine, invisible Holy Spirit energy, consciousness to the earth plane, to all of humanity, to all leaders in all countries. To all those that appear to be suffering in the illusion. And to the animals of our beloved Earth. And to the dolphins and whales. Turtles and seals. And manta rays and stingrays. To the porpoises. We ask Prime Source for the cleansing and purification of all sacred sites upon the earth that have been distorted. All power centers, sacred sites, pyramidal structures, gateways, portals, wormholes. Feel this light vibration moving through the soil, moving through the mountains and the lakes and the rivers and the oceans and the forests and the deserts and the tropics, to all of life upon the earth. Feel the earth being encircled with the power of divine love and compassion. The whole world being embraced by Divine Mother. We ask Prime Source also for all those that are making a transition to be divinely guided. Back to Source. We ask for the truth to be known. Now begin to fill your embodiment and your etheric body with the light that you are, the light of your I Am, infusing your light bodies, your causal body, your Buddhic body, your Logoic body, your etheric body, your emotional and mental bodies, your Atmic body, infusing the strands of your DNA all the cells in your brain, allowing the release through the brain, through the crown chakra and the third eye chakra, of DMT, melatonin, serotonin, all the endorphins, all of the sacred elixirs that the brain is capable of producing, into your nervous system, into your blood, into the bones of your body. And let's give our gratitude to Gaia, to her sacred heart. And to all our star celestial brothers and sisters, within the earth and off planet, and let's send these blessings to all of your family members and your ancestors, wherever they may be, and to your pets. Now bring awareness back to the heart chakra. Activating deep within the cave of the heart, your knowingness, your wisdom, your gifts on how to navigate with ease and joy and grace through these challenging times of the great awakening of planet Earth. Activating your next level of creativity for your desired career path and employment opportunities. Knowing that you deserve to be financially supported, abundant, letting go of any remaining sense of lack and unworthiness and guilt. Knowing that you have the power to be all that you are in this now moment. Coming back to the body, awake, alert, alive, present, and grounded with heaven and earth. Keeping the light around you at all times. And know that you can move mountains. Receiving the power of grace. receiving the blessings that is your inherent right to receive, because you are who you are. Now, through your antenna and the crown chakra, send out to the universe that you are ready to receive the signs. That you are ready to receive the signs. And trust that your heart knows what to do with these signs. And so it is written in the stars. Coming back in the present moment, allow your brain to adjust. Remember to drink water. And if you need to go out in the world today, make sure you're fully focused while driving. Allow this meditation to continue in the background of your life until complete as you allow. Releasing the need to effort and to just be. Allow your soul to lead. So until next time, be well, be happy, be at ease, be who you are, and so it is.